listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's the baby?
You are compelled to listen.
Oh no, don't start with it. See, you think it's the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
If
you will listen, you will listen.
Yes, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Then you're what I'm
talking every chance
about.
You get. Every
minute.
You will keep your radio and you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around
very
our
funny.
Ears.
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going? Keep it real. Take a red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
Ha 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 ha.
Scheduled for 60 minutes next. It's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
Okay. Yeah, that's the producer trying to give me extra time to connect here. And such a wonderful situation here with the connection and how it's going to actually connect with the subject of the show. Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, by the way. And I am your host, V. I'm joined by Bill the Butcher.
Hello, everybody.
And I do believe Will Turbot is off in D.C. doing some Demand Truth stuff.
I would like to interject that it's very interesting to know that the moment Will showed up in D.C., Donald Trump came up for impeachment.
Now, I'm going to want you to talk about this. Is this something very short you can just talk about very quickly?
I have taken dozens of phone calls daily on impeachment, and I have some profound ideas, and they're surprisingly middle of the road. So if you want to ask me during the... We got a politician coming on tonight. It's going to be a very good show, folks. Call in.
Okay. And so, yes, with that said, we have Ronnie Henley, who's running for a state... rep in Tennessee, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, tell us who you are, where you come from, and where you're trying to get to.
Well, my name is Ronnie Henley. I'm running for the 77th District of Tennessee state representative. I'm from Marlin, Tennessee, but I currently live in New Bern. I noticed there's been a lot of hacking since the 2016 elections, and it's been going on for a while, and it's a threat to our democracy. Social media currently applying security measures, but a lot more needs to be done. I'm running in the special election for Tennessee 77th District State Representative. That covers Dyer, Lake, and Obion counties. My platform is economy, implement the flat fairness tax, revitalize infrastructure, across-board tax cuts, and education, vouchers for private, public, charter, and home schools, expand the Tennessee Promise, enforce Tennessee Reconnect, raise teacher salaries 21.5%, healthcare, Medicaid expansion where all Tennessee have coverage. For more information, go to Ronnie Henley for State Representative 2019 on Facebook. Early voting is November the 30th to December the 14th. Election is December 19th, and I would appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Well, you got my vote, Ronnie.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I want to know more about what you're going to do differently than your predecessor. What change are you bringing to the table exactly?
Poverty is a pretty big deal because it's not working out for economy for everybody. And I want to declare war against poverty and put a system of checks and balances in place and support modernization.
Okay,
Ronnie,
so...
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, that's a great platform. Nobody wants to be hungry. What was the old adage? Chicken in every pot?
Having been the early part of my life professionally poor myself in Louisiana and everything, I deeply appreciate someone from Tennessee who's standing against that. I heard you say you were for homeschooling, but you want to raise teacher salaries over 21%. How do you reconcile that? I'm strictly for homeschooling, and I believe that the public schools are now the bastion of drugs and diverse sex and things that we don't want our kids exposed to, that homeschooling might be a better thing. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, homeschooling would be better because of all that. We got some of the best teachers there is, and they deserve a raise because they could barely get by what they make now. And we wouldn't have to raise taxes or anything. We just have to eliminate waste from the budget, and we could do this.
Well, that makes sense. We down here in Texas is where I live. I said I was going to vote for you, and I really can't vote for you. I'm going to hack your system to do that. But other than that, I've had a situation with local Texas school districts here several times where they're not interested in reading, writing, and arithmetic anymore. They're more or less interested in social change. And up in Utah, where my family lives, where the Mormons are, they have a little thing where if you want to pull your kids out of school and go to homeschooling, you just say, "I'm pulling my kids out of school," and they say, "Thank you, sir." And they don't even ask why. Because they went into sex education for 8-year-olds up there, and they lost, I guess it was like 42% of their kids like the first week, and they reevaluated that and came back to their senses, and they're trying to build their system back again.
Yeah.
Well, do you think that there's some insidious plan to normalize pedophilia, because we see a real systematic breakdown of our society, and it's all revolving around the children. Education's being slashed, but yet they've got enough money to introduce sex education to eight-year-olds. The family, CPS is ravaging and destroying families left and right in the family courts for no reason whatsoever. There is the apparent trafficking of those said children for large amounts of money. What is the solution for this?
Well, on the sex education, there really needs to be a kind of a age limit when you could participate. And there needs to be a good reason why you want your child to have homeschooling. They're saying that we have to slash education because we ain't got the funding. The problem is that we do got plenty, but it's not being managed properly.
I would agree with you 100% on that. I think there needs to be entire education reform on the system here, because me personally, I come from a very prestigious high school, as prestigious as one can get for a high school. I do know that there are useless classes, and then there are some that should be there and it's not. I mean, really, to tell you the truth, no one uses any kind of education in their daily life past sixth grade. I think we need to turn high school into a vocational school. By the time you're in eighth grade, you should know what you want to do with your life, and you've got enough education to hop into the training for that. We need to be teaching law in school. There's so many people that don't know how to speak to a cop, don't know how to speak to a judge, do not know how to speak to a politician, because they're completely uneducated. And they always say there's no excuse ignorance of the law. There's no excuse when you get in trouble. But none of us are taught law. So, I mean, what are your opinions on that?
Well, like I said, I'm for a good education, and I'm okay with going up to 12th grade, but like vocational rehabilitation centers are to have additional funding and welcome any age, like K through 12, hands-on job training or something like that, so they could pursue a career in the future.
Well, I agree with that.
What happened to me today was with this impeachment thing going on in Washington right now, I've taken, oh God, I can't tell you how many calls from people inquiring what's going on. They're supporting Trump. What's going to happen? But the main thing that got me was the overall misunderstanding or non-education of our civil process. Like V just said, how to talk to a judge, how to talk to a cop. I have met people. And Ronnie, I'm not kidding you. I have met people in position who really truly believe that Obama could walk into the White House and fire the president. I was asked today why he didn't just fire Nancy Pelosi. I think we need to get an understanding of how our government works. Go right back to that. And I agree with you with the vocational stuff. The only thing I learned in high school that did me any good in my adult life was how to type. That's it. That's all I learned. And I make my living now typing. Your thoughts on that?
Well, about this, people need to have more education and especially awareness. Like, if they got a problem with some of their leaders, they need to call their congressmen or congresswomen or senators and command impeachment and try to make government work for you besides against you.
And that's very important. And I'm not sure of the thing that you brought up there, vocational schools accepting students anywhere from kindergarten to 12th grade. I believe that's a wonderful idea. Is that done? Does anybody know that could be done? Or is there something that we need to do to get to that level to where that can be done? Because if I could look back and think to myself, because I know what I want to do very early in life. If I could have gone back and, you know, there's sixth grade, you know, there's, okay, seventh, eighth grade, you can legally start work around that age. It's like, I wish I could have started my career at, you know, 15, 16 years old. I'd be 3 years away from retirement right now had I gone to a vocational school and got into that line of work. I 36 years old, retired, hey, I could have children and homeschool. See, this is the way society needs to run. And can we do that?
Anything's possible if the people get behind it and make an effort.
Okay.
It boils down, the country is going through a metamorphosis right now. Like I said, we brought up, since we're in politics, we can go ahead and bring this up a little bit. I did an article today, and I said in the article that Donald Trump was the chemotherapy that this country needed to go against the Bush, Obama, Clinton dynasty, that we had to change directions. So we all took the chemotherapy, and yesterday the conservatives woke up and discovered they'd lost all their hair. But this is something we had to do. But the main thing we have to do is we have to get in there and understand, like Greta Thunberg at the UN said, there's a whole generation that's coming up worldwide, not just the United States, but worldwide, that's not going to put up with us. They're not going to put up with us. We've sat on the stump too long. We haven't answered things like, I just watched an entire documentary on water. People don't understand that water is the main commodity in the world that most people don't have. And that water is very valuable, but it's not charged. These things, like trade schools, when you teach people to simply make a living, simply come out of school and make a living and bring a check home. You teach kids the value of the nuclear family. I don't have my partner Will here tonight. He jumped all over this, so I'm going to jump on it for him. When I grew up in Louisiana, the black family was the benchmark. It was understood that the black family was the father who worked, the mother who stayed home and raised the kids. Everything and that has been destroyed by the great society. Now we no longer have that. I have a prejudice myself. When I went to school in Louisiana, it was all black ladies who cooked in the cafeterias, and they didn't use a menu card. They just cooked. And to this day, I truly believe in my heart of hearts that white women can't cook. So we've completely gone 180 degrees. We have to get back to, you're not going to college. You're not going to be a doctor, more than likely, but you can make a good living. You can support your family. Everything can be right. And I think that'll give hope back to America. Your thoughts, Ronnie?
People are always looking for change, especially it means for things getting better. But some of our leaders that we elected, I guess you could say, has pulled the wool over our eyes. And anything's possible, like I said. It's just we got to get to work on things as fast as possible and let leaders who will get the job done.
I agree with that. We are going to commercial break, and we'll be right back for a short segment.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000.
All right.
My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over
9,000. And we are back from for our short segment here. This short segment will only last 6 minutes. So, in the 6 minutes, Mr. Henley, I would like to ask you to address, because, I mean, you're there in Tennessee. Now, we're talking about a place that has its racial history. And you're talking about issues of poverty. Now, you cannot talk about issues of poverty without addressing the racial issues. There has to be some more equalizing situations that can bring up those of different ethnicities to come out of that state of poverty. So what can we do?
Well, the focus on poverty, I want to help everybody, but we really need to focus on all the minorities, not just the majority races. And they're the ones that's been through the most, that's been left behind, and they could sure use the support.
Okay, but how with you being in office, how are you going to make that happen? Do you have any programs, any strategies that we could know about?
Yeah, we could have social programs that, like, provide shelter for the homeless or has food drives for the needy. There's educational programs, job training, and stuff of that nature.
Now, you want to talk about budget, and you say that the educational system already does have the money that it needs. It's mismanaged, and I couldn't agree with you more, but, I mean, we've got so many things. All social budgets are cut. We've got this, what, Title 41D or something like that. The Social Security is being drained by CPS in this whole child trafficking thing that's going on. And we've got the federal government, the DOD, taking half of the country's annual earnings that go straight to the military. We're hated across the world. Listen, the United States is hated across the world. We're not bringing peace to anyone. We're bringing a tyrannical regime to conquer the world. And that's where all the money is really going. There are too many places like Detroit, for example, that needs to be rebuilt. The homelessness in L.A. is horrendous. How can we, as a people, and how can you, being put in office, to help fix some of these things?
We've got to get people interested because we'll need all the help we could get to get things done. Well, I hadn't had much money all my life, so I know how to get more bang out of a buck. When it comes to Social Security, though, if the politician would pay back the IOUs they owe on it, it would have like a $2.9 trillion surplus. And if we don't spend that on, like, what you say, regime change, we could use it to really help people.
$2.9 trillion surplus if the politicians paid back on that debt currency. That is phenomenal. That would really help out a lot.
I got a better idea than that. Why don't we go back to Roosevelt's original deal where you can't touch the Social Security? Everybody pays 7.25% when they make a buck. It goes into a till. Most people will die either before 65 or not shortly after. We already have the surplus, and it's safe, and quit taking Social Security money, giving it to the CPS, and buying and selling children in Brigham City, Utah. Your thoughts, gentlemen?
Well, hold on here. We don't have very much time before this break here, but I do want to say that 65 years old, being the date of your life, the year of your life, that you can collect Social Security, well, you got to look at life expectancy here. The average black male in the United States of America is... doesn't live that long. I think the average death is 55 years old. So you then, this is a sneaky way to instill slavery. Any way you look at it, there is slavery afoot. And I know we gotta go commercial break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovine. When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
All right. Yes, you are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And we have our special guest, our very special guest. It's not very often that I have politicians on my show. I should have a lot more, but we definitely need to have them on more. Now, I usually don't hype dates in which I will talk about so much, but I do have my friend Kristen T. Harris coming on the show October 3rd. Why is that special? Well, he's running for president 2020. Okay? He is going for the brand new Transhuman Party. I know a lot of you people are scratching your heads right now, not understanding what that is, but if you don't understand what that is, then I guess you better tune into the show to find out. He'll be the fourth presidential candidate I have interviewed. I know I interviewed, well, I think, well, who's the last one? I'll say at least the last one. Adam Kokesh, a host of Adam versus the Man. You guys remember him? With the Russia Today network? Well, he's also running for a nonpartisan candidacy for 2020. I did my interview with him last year. I might also have him back onto the TV show as well. So, but with that said, I want to get more into the reason why I wanted Ronnie Henley on the show with us, excuse me. The thing that came to my attention about Mr. Henley is that his social media pages are being hacked and he's being censored. Now, I have heard lots of politicians in the media over the past 2 years say that they're being hacked. They're being quieted, so to speak. Now, this is a form of social engineering and control. This is the NSA controlling who your politicians are going to be by way of hacking. You want to talk about unconstitutional? Let's talk about it. Ronnie, please tell us your experiences with this. Please.
Well, it's a threat to our democracy. And like I said, we noticed it back in the 2016 elections, but it's been happening for a while. And there has been some improvements when it comes to security measures, but a lot more needs to be done.
Well, you talk about security measures, but I'm with Anonymous, okay? I'm a champion of Anonymous. Anonymous knows me. I'm Anonymous hacktivist, but not Anonymous. I'm sorry. I'm saying this backwards. Excuse me. I'm not Anonymous hacktivist. I'm Anonymous activist. But I do have my hacktivist brethren, and they talk all the time about how things can be done and how they can't be done. The whole Russia hacking the elections is a total laugh off. All hackers laugh at that. excuse me. And so this is really an issue of not so much security being put into place, because the security is in place. It's the security that is corrupted. And there is no oversight committee that reports to the people. And I think that is the problem. You know, we have the NSA who doesn't answer to anyone, really. They say they answer to the president, but they really don't. The president can't walk into the NSA headquarters and say, show me every file that you have. Sir, you're on a needs-to-know basis, which is terrifying and frightening. The highest politician, the commander-in-chief, will not have access to 95% of their files. Okay.
Well, now, be answer yourself this question. How many terrorist actions has the NSA stopped for all of their observations? Okay?
All none.
Not a one. Some 18-year-old kid can go up on Facebook and says, I'm going to go in the school and shoot every girl with blue eyes, and say it 15 times, and he'll do it, and here they come. Well, we weren't actually exactly certain what he was going to do. We didn't know if he meant blue or bluish green and everything. You know why? Because the government is ineffective. They're too big for the britches. That's just my thoughts.
Well, it's...
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Go ahead, please.
I just agree 100%. It's a government conspiracy, and they try to pick who they want in office and not letting the people decide, and they are ineffective, and something needs to be done.
Now, I don't want to hurt your chances of getting to office by making you look like a conspiracy theorist, because you're not. You're a normal guy that... and that's what I like about you. You seem grassroots. And I love... The one thing about you that I really, really love is that, you know, you're not having much money, but you know how to stretch that money. That's how I've been my entire life. Getting with a girlfriend or something like that, and then a wife or something like that, and watch them spend money, it's like nails on a chalkboard. But anyways, before I get too off track here, you see these issues and you acknowledge them. You're not a conspiracy theorist, but you as a politician have to acknowledge the wrongs being done and the corruptions that are there in order for you to fix them. And so I thank you for acknowledging them, and we got to get this fixed up. Have you heard of the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee?
Yes.
Okay, I want to read this really, really quickly here. Facebook censorship is now under the U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. Call if you have been wrongfully banned. And they have a phone number here, 202-224-1700. And it says, or write 211 HART, that's H-A-R-T, Senate Office Building, Washington, D.C., 20510. Now, and I've actually seen mainstream news. I was actually watching RT News about 2 years ago. There is this woman. I had been trying to look her up. I can't find her, but major party member of, you know, some political party in New York. So it's not like she's not unknown. But she complained about being censored on Facebook nonstop. And we know, we have, for anybody who's ever done the research, bothered to look, knows that the Facebook security is nothing but a FBI cell. Facebook doesn't have its own security team that they pay of professionals that they buy. It's all FBI agents. And that's what they do.
We found in the butcher shop, the easiest way to beat Facebook censorship is use four-syllable words, because they don't seem to understand those.
Well, Mr. Henley, so with that being said, you can't fight poverty. And I'm going to give an example, because I know that people, a part of my staff especially, who are advertising a product, they'll get shut down immediately. But there are other people who can advertise products, and they're let go willy-nilly. We're hit with community violation, whatever legal crap they like to say to generalize their censorship. But that is the difference. And same thing with YouTube, for example. YouTube has now put up a new policy that if anyone is advertising anything not approved by them, their videos are coming down or they're taking out the algorithm. So by fighting poverty, you're going to have to be a part of the technological age here and be able to join the free market. But if the government doesn't like you, guess what? You're going to be hacked. You're going to be censored. So do you have any plans on getting around this, getting through this?
All I know is try hard as I can. Because I believe in the people more than I do the government.
Can I be on your staff to advise you? I'll do it for free.
I'll write speeches for you, man. I'll write speeches for you, okay? This whole thing has gotten so... We were talking about the NSA. My partner Ted and I made a regular joke. We could tell, and V can vouch for this, when they click into what you're saying, you hear echoes or you hear clicks or, you know, whatever. And when we hear that, I don't care if we're talking about a bacon recipe. We immediately switch to meet me downtown with the pressure cooker. Say, we got the little girls ready when it's all over. Or something like crazy like that. I have never seen an FBI agent in person. That shows you how ineffective they truly are.
Right.
Well, they're completely dependent on the electronic excuse me, grid that they have set up. Completely dependent upon it. The manpower that they should have on foot is nowhere near the manpower that they have on the computers. Why? Because they set it up that way. Why? It's easier to keep up the secrecy that way of what they're doing.
Well,
For example, I'll notice the difference between the devices that I have that I do and don't cover up the cameras for. The ones that I do cover up the cameras for get hacked beyond usage. The ones that I don't cover up the cameras for, they're not so bad. Just to show you how bad it is with this surveillance.
Well, let me tell you how bad it is. Ronnie, this happened in your home state of Tennessee. I don't remember the exact names anymore, but you remember that school teacher that took his 15-year-old girlfriend and gallivanted across the country, right? All right. We know that old boy. Yeah. And he comes to Texas. He goes down near Galveston. That didn't work out. Then he stays in 3- and 4-star hotels all the way across the country. He decides he's going to rent a boat and go to Mexico, and he couldn't get the boat, and that didn't work out. So then he goes up to Northern California, up in the Sequoia district up there, and he gets into this camp up there and gets into a room with his little girlfriend, and the FBI is chasing him the whole way, you know, talking into their sleeves and talking all this stuff, but they couldn't catch him. It took a hippie and an old sheriff to catch him, okay? But yet you turn on TV and you say CSI and FBI Confidential and FBI this and FBI that, and you think they can find a pubic hair in San Francisco and solve the Kennedy assassination. And brothers and sisters, that ain't where it's at. That's not what's going on at all.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay, I know we have been talking a lot, and trust me, we're not trying to steer you around, but we just want solutions, and we just need to hear your platform on all this, because you have been victimized. You have been, for the fact that you have been hacked and quieted down.
He's been hacked. That proves the man's got something to say. They wouldn't have hacked him in the first place.
So, yeah, I mean, I would like for you to say, you know, if you've got any solutions to any of this and any direct plans, please let us know. I'll give you the floor.
Okay.
Well, go ahead.
Like they violate all of our rights, like the First Amendment rights and everything else. And we, as people, we need to start a revolution. They kind of force them to get things done, or nothing will get better.
Tennessee is the only state, I don't know if it was 1947 or whatever, where there was a crooked sheriff and his crooked system, and some veterans from Tennessee actually rose up, and I don't remember what it was called, but they took up arms, and what the sheriff was doing was stuffing the ballot boxes and destroying votes, and these guys came out of the hills with their squirrel rifles, and they actually attacked, and they took over, and they won. They actually won and got this sheriff. Ron, you're more adept to Tennessee history than I am. You know the incident I'm talking about. You know, these guys were fantastic. And that's a, by the way, that's a very good example of the Second Amendment coming to bear on we the people, you know, standing against an oppressive government.
Right.
Well, let me also ask you, since the Second Amendment was brought up here, what is your stance on the Second Amendment?
I'm pro-gun, but I believe there needs to be gun control policies in effect.
But why so many policies, though? Because the Second Amendment here states that we are supposed to have the same level of weaponry that the federal government does. I don't have a nuke. I don't have a tank. I don't have any fighter jets, any submarine. So why the regulation on the people?
I use a Colt Peacemaker myself, Ronnie, but go ahead and answer his question.
Some weapons, like assault weapons, that's really for the military, not for the civilians.
Why? If the government goes corrupt, we are supposed to have the same level of weaponry that they do. They have assault weapons, we should have assault weapons too. Correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm sorry. This is not really your platform. Again, I just had to ask. But your platform, again, is to pull people out of poverty. That's good enough for me, really, quite honestly. If you're going to help, you know, black people, Hispanic people, immigrants, rise up to a level of not struggling, you know, you've got my vote, even though I technically can't vote for you either. You've got my support. You want to address the issues of people being hacked, their opinions being hacked, and you brought up the point of revolution. Now, we need revolution.
Ronnie, how are you going to have... Ronnie, how are you going to have a revolution without assault weapons, man?
Well, you got a point there.
Well, I don't want to ruin. Let's not ruin this man's chances. There are several ways you can have revolution.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm just being cute, Ronnie. I'm sorry, man. I'm just being cute. Hey, Ronnie, I'm from Texas, man. We've already proved on two separate occasions that we can't count to 5,000. And when we back up in the church and shoot at you, okay? So please forgive me.
All right.
Well, I mean, economic revolution is something that we really need to start with. America is based on capitalism. Okay, fine. If you have to add a socialism sort of aspect, fine. That means everyone has a chance. But we need to cut the head off of the snake of any kind of socialism in order for the entire population to benefit. Listen, I have studied each form of government. I studied them all. They would all work theoretically if one factor is taken out of the equation. And that's corrupt totalitarian authority at the top. communism works, capitalism works, they all work. If you have honest people at the top, they all work. But democracy and capitalism, it's just not what America stands for anymore. If you're able to be censored on Facebook, told you can't sell a product, I'm in the canon sense, okay, people? You know that we're into medical marijuana. I personally don't use it. I'm not in a country that has that yet. But I hope to be able to have that as an option when I do. But I am a part of canon sense. And we need these options. We can't have governments that say you can't have this or that when it comes to your own personal body. Can we get your opinion on medical marijuana very quickly?
Yes, I think the art of legalized marijuana, personally, I don't use it, but I think people are to have that right.
Well, there you go. You know, there you go. People, it's not, none of this is hard. None of this is hard. The only thing that's hard about any of this is that we allow the people at the top to run with an inch and make it a mile. Our society, there's nothing wrong with our society as long as we condemn the actions that are wrong and make the other actions that are right correct and allow them. The government taking your kids, wrong. The government taking your guns, wrong. The government taxing, taking half your check, wrong. Using our civilians to join armed forces to attack other countries over false terrorism, wrong. I'm sorry, what are you going to say, Mr. Henley?
Oh, I agree with you.
Well, all right. I say a fat paycheck in every pocket and a turkey in every pot, just like Mr. Henley. Oh, Mr. Henley, I want to thank you for joining us today. Where can we find you? I'm sorry. We've run out of time. We're going to put your website link into the description of the show. I want to thank everybody for joining us for another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And remember, in the land of surveillance, man with third eyes is king. So educate yourselves.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.